Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Finance Function Transformation Podcast. I have with me Megal Seth. He was the Regional Finance Director for Global Emerging Market, and he is the current India CFO for Maas Wrigley. I also have with me Kumar Gaurav. He is an EY partner focused on Finance Function Transformation agenda. Thank you for joining us. With that, I'll open the first question to Megal. So Megal, in last 2 to 3 decades of your working experience, how have you seen finance function evolve?
Shardul, in my initial years post becoming a professional, I saw finance function more like bookkeeping. It was more around compliance reporting. As I grew, what I saw is from bookkeeping, it got into more like a scorecard keeping. More in terms of tracking the KPIs, tracking some of the metrics and efficiencies, and ensuring that business was going in line with some of those metrics. And then over a period of time, it has now evolved more as a co-piloting function, enabling business across different dimensions of business. So whether in terms of technology, whether in terms of digitalization, whether in terms of driving some of the business, one is KPI, but more importantly, understanding what are some of the business drivers, how do we challenge that, and how do we work with different functional leaders to enable solutions and help in terms of long-term growth for the business.
So, Megal, you mentioned a very interesting term, co-pilot. As a co-pilot of business, what are the challenges and opportunities you see as a finance professional?
I would say, Shardul, that, you know, first and foremost, we are living in a very dynamic world. And hence, it becomes very important to understand what's going around the business, whether it's geopolitical tensions, whether it's economic environment. And that's important to understand how do we weave that in terms of the business strategy, and finance play a very important role in terms of shaping that up and contributing to it to enable growth and lead to value creation. So that's, I would say, the first one. Second area, what I see is in terms of ever evolving, I would say, business model and some of the channel dynamics. So for example, a business like us, which is into FMCG, earlier we used to focus a lot on traditional trade. Then it evolved into modern trade. And as of now, all of us have got used to quick commerce. And hence, what's the business model? What's the changing channel dynamic? How do I manage some of the resource allocation to ensure that we continually focus on where it matters, where you know, it helps us in terms of growth and building the capabilities for the future potential of the business? So that's the second one. The third area, which I believe is very important, is digitalization, the technology evolution. And that's another area where I would say that over a period of time, a lot of us have seen that as a big opportunity in terms of investment. And then through that, automate some of the process, get into real-time data, use some of the data for driving insights, for I would say equally in terms of driving foresights to enable some of the business crucial conversations and help us get to the next level of growth and building opportunities. The other two areas, which equally very, very important, is in terms of governance and controls. And to me, I have equally seen a huge evolution which has happened in that space with the ever-changing, one is technology, but also in terms of rules and regulations, change in some of the accounting standards. So how do we ensure that the entire area of governance and control has the right framework, the right processes, which enable it in line with what business needs, right? And the last one, which is the most important, is talent. We need strong, talented people to manage the function, to help in terms of a great co-piloting. And there, what I have seen is, first is, how do we ensure that we get strong top talent from the market? And once we have them, how do we retain them by focusing in terms of their developmental plans, mentoring, coaching, ensuring that the training needs are met, and help them in terms of giving opportunities in the business to grow both personally and professionally.
So, Kumar, Megal has touched upon the strategic move in the finance function in last 2 to 3 decades, and he also touched upon what it means to be a co-pilot, both from an opportunity standpoint as well as the challenges. Since you work with a lot of companies, advising them on finance function transformation journey, what are the building blocks as you start the journey?
A very valid point, Shardul. I think when you talk about journeys, we see finance function overall evolving in 4 broad journeys. Journey number 1 is digital operations. How do you digitalize the operations given the flexibility and the changes in the technology that is happening? Which also means how you make your processes more nimble and adaptable to the new digital technologies that come by. So journey to digital operations is one area. The second area is journey of insights, data to insights. Because of this digitalization that is happening, there is a lot of data that gets captured. So how you generate data and insights from the data that you capture is the second journey that we have. The third journey that you look into is, again, we talked about talent, because that's one important area that you pointed out. How do you continuously upskill your talent that we have talked about? The fourth and the most important building block is about the data governance and security. As Megal also was alluding, the new areas of payment, the new modes of payment that is coming by, how do you control, how do you ensure governance, compliances with the regulatory authorities, etc., that is coming by. In addition to all these 4 elements that we spoke about, I think it is all underpinned by something called a brilliant basics, which means how are you keeping your erstwhile role of bookkeeping much more sacrosanct along with the digital technologies? What do you think, Megal?
Yeah, no, I very much agree with what you said, Kumar, in terms of the 4 building blocks, because again, a similar thinking comes to my mind. And over the last, I would say, 20 plus years of working with 2 companies, I have been part of some of the finance transformation journey. And what's very important is, as you define some of these things, you have to embrace the change, yeah, because change is never easy. And whatever it is, so whether it's in terms of brilliant basics, whether it's in terms of digitalization, or in terms of the governance and controls framework, what's most important is to define first what's your objective. Second is then to define what's your glide path or the roadmap, what will take you there. And then once you are into it, embrace the change. Change will never be easy. Some of these journeys are not going to be easy, yeah, because many times we disrupt ourselves by, through automation and through efficiencies, we actually reduce the number of team members what we need. But if you are into this journey with that change management mindset, I think there is lot what we can achieve. And that's what I have seen over the past 20 years, that when you are part of that journey, you are full on, you gain a lot of knowledge, and at the end of the day, you come out with a much better professional. As you rightly mentioned, upgrading the skill set, which is very much required in today's dynamic world.
So, Megal, while my colleague and partner in crime, Kumar, did cover what we consultants believe are the building blocks for finance function transformation, in your experience, if I were to divide it into 2 parts, as a team member and as a leader, how has been your experience and journey when you were part of such transformation programs?
Yeah. So, 2 things come to my mind. First, when I was a team member of a finance transformation journey, which I did in my first company where I was there for 14 years, I would say that the biggest thing which I had to adapt to myself was change mindset, because some of these transformations are never easy, and hence you need to be very sure that this is good for the company, it is good for the team, it is good for you, and then embrace that change. And once you are part of that journey with that change mindset, you will enjoy it. Yeah, and that's what my experience was. I learned a lot, both personally and professionally, and that actually helped me when I joined my current company to lead such finance transformation for a very large team. And there what I saw is, as a leader, it's never easy, because when you declare that we want to get into a finance transformation, first is the mindset which you need to see with your team. It will be a bit of a roadblock. And hence, while you take them along, but at some point of time, I had to say that the bus has started, either you hop on or you hop off. So that to me was the first thing. As a leader, it was a difficult call, but I had to take that call. And once I think we had the right people who onboarded on the bus, then I think it was again a pleasant experience of co-creating our vision, working out our, I would say, as Kumar mentioned, the building blocks, where we want to focus, how we will get there. So having a kind of a glide path and the milestones. And as and when we achieved some of those milestones, we celebrated it in the team with the business, which again gave us a lot of strength that we are moving in the right direction. Business is seeing it, that we are contributing to the efficiency, to the growth of the business, which I think kept us going. And ultimately, we reached to our end destination in terms of, the finance transformation initiative, where we had our entire shared service center equivalent shaped up, the entire co-piloting playbook, what we had shaped up with the right team members in terms of talent. And to me, I think I really feel very proud in terms of leaving that as a legacy when I moved from that CFO role into the regional finance director role.
Thank you, Megal. Thank you, Kumar, for lovely insights. It was great to hear what companies need to do for their journey around finance function transformation. This is one of the many conversations that we have planned for you with industry stalwarts. Keep watching. Thank you very much.